For dreamers, there are few places on Earth that beckon like New York City, and it's especially tempting for those on the other side of the Hudson River in New Jersey. The tension between big dreams and daily doldrums is at the center of a new film called Patty Cakes, which is out in theaters right now. The film stars Australian newcomer Danielle McDonald as the title character, also known as Killapee or Patricia Dombrowski. Patty is a 23-year-old aspiring rapper, trapped in a rundown hometown, and she sees music as her ticket out of the Jersey suburbs. And just a heads up for our listeners, her rhymes can get a little salty.
Patty and Jerry, we will be legendary from the bottom like the game up with Sneary. I'm in my own trap as I flip the world a birdie. My verse is full of curses because I'm stuck in dirty Jersey. Let's move to New York City.
Yep.
We'll make a couple millies for it up 50-50.
Yep.
I get my last titty and a kidney just to cross the river prison tunnel. Come on, Jerry, singing with me.
To hear more about the film, I'm joined by its director and writer who seems to be chuckling after hearing that clip, Jeremy Jasper, and lead actress Danielle McDonald from WBEZ in Chicago. Jeremy, Danielle, thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Jeremy, can you start off just give us a sense of who is Patty Cakes and what is she up against in this film?
Patty is a young lady who's has a lot of talent and a very vivid internal world, who's fighting a very gritty reality. And she's someone who knows inside, in her heart, she has all this potential and all these things to say, but the world doesn't, or at least her neighborhood doesn't really want to hear.
And she's in New Jersey, which is across the Hudson.
That's where I'm from, and New York is like, it's Oz. It might as well be 3,000 miles away or the moon, but you feel like you can reach out and touch it, but it seems impossible to get to.
And Danielle, we know you're not from Oz, but you're originally from Australia. And I understand you didn't have any particular connection either to rap music or Jersey when you first read the script. So what drew you to the part?
The story, the character. I mean, first of all, it was like a amazing story about finding yourself, a bit of an underdog story, which I always love. But it was done in a really interesting way. I think Jeremy just had a very strong vision. I felt like the style was so cool, and I just kind of fell in love with who Patty was as a person.
And Jeremy, give us a sense of how this story came to your mind as you wrote it down, because this is your first time out as a film director, writer.
It is. It's my first screenplay, and they always say, write what you know. Well, what I know is that I was a chubby little blonde kid in the suburbs of New Jersey who was obsessed with hip-hop when I first heard it at 9 years old and filled endless secret notebooks full of songs and kind of harbored this dream to be a musician. And then found myself at 23 living in my parents' basement, taking care of my grandfather with a broken hip and just, you know, working dead-end jobs and not feeling like I was going to get out. And I felt like I was living inside a Bruce Springsteen song. And so when I did finally get out, I decided to channel that into this character, Patty, and that's really her struggle.
Let's play a clip from the film. This is from early on in the movie, when we are actually introduced to Patty's main partner in crime, Jerry. Jerry works a day job at a pharmacy, and when Patty walks in to visit him, he takes it upon himself to usher her arrival in style.
Lords and ladies of the royal court, bow down. The queen is in the building. Introducing Miss Patricia Dombrowski, a.k.a. Patty Cakes, a.k.a. White Church, a.k.a. Juicy Luciano, a.k.a. Marilyn Manson, a.k.a. Jane Doe, a.k.a. Killapee!
And introducing the ladies' choice, the voice that gets you moist, it's gonna be an Indian summer, y'all. Mr. Jerry Curl, a.k.a. Young Stable, a.k.a. Deepak Shakur, a.k.a. the Durag Da Vinci, a.k.a. Raw Dog Billionaire, a.k.a. the Quiet Zone Boys and Girls. I give you my soulmate, my homie-o, it's Jeromeo!
This isn't Showtime at the Apollo, okay? We have customers here. Play make-believe on your lunch break.
So that's reality, right? You aspire to be one thing, but reality slaps you in the face and reminds you that you're at work. This is not the place to do hip-hop. This is not the place
to become your superhero alter ego.
When you think about this, Danielle, you never rapped before. You've certainly never had the thick Jersey accent. Is it true that you even had a coach to help you with the rap?
Oh, yeah. I kind of started off just Jeremy would send me a new song to learn each week, and I would try and figure out how on earth I was meant to learn it and record it and send it back to him. So I kind of had to figure out how to breathe, which was pretty difficult, and just kind of learn rhythm and flows, and I listened to a ton of different songs, different artists, and different styles of rap to see what I could naturally do better than, and what I really was bad at as well. And then about a month before we started shooting, I got a rap coach, and he was awesome. He's a local Brooklyn-based rapper named Skyzoo, and he's got a very different style than, like, Jeremy, for example. So it was really cool to figure out Patty with different influences, and he taught me how to get out of my head, how to move through my body. He helped me so much.
Jeremy, so much of the film is really about dreams deferred or unrealized. What has that meant for you to finally see this movie come together and go out into the world?
You know, I've been making stuff and struggling to make stuff for over 20 years now. So the fact that all of that hard work, dreaming of being an artist since I was a little kid, and it took me 40 years to do it, but it feels like everything that I've been struggling to do, the writing, the music, filmmaking, has all come together. Now that the Patties and the Jerrys out there in small towns can actually see this film, that's the most exciting thing for me.
That's director Jeremy Jasper and actress Danielle McDonald. They spoke with us from member station WBEZ in Chicago. Their new film, Patty Cakes, is in theaters now. Jeremy, Danielle, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.